talk, everybody. Welcome to a Melaveh Malka, the time that we accompany the Sabbath Queen, the Malka. The accompanying of the Sabbath Queen, the accompanying of the Shabbos Queen, the Malka, is not just simply some type of a ritual observance that we have, that rather it carries with us a very significant meaning for our coming week, for everything that happens to us in the upcoming week. Everything that we experienced on the day of Shabbat is an experience of uplifted, soul-filled, God-connected consciousness. And the well-being of our week, of our spiritual week, and our physical week, of the divine providence that we draw down into our week, upcoming week, depends upon our Shabbos. The famous Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the famous, very, very, very wise and holy sage, lived in Eretz Yisrael about 300 years ago, Chaim ben Attar. He taught in his writings that Hashem created the world in 6 days. And on the seventh day he had a Shabbos. And if we celebrate the Shabbos the way we need to celebrate Shabbos, so what happens is we get a chance for 6 more days. We pump up enough energy into our week, into our lives, that we're able to continue for another week. So the whole essence and the whole continuation of our lives right now is dependent upon this Melaveh Malka. It's dependent upon this accompanying of the Shabbos Queen. So we began with a prayer, tefillah. We need a little bit of light here if it's possible. We need help. That's good. With the tefillah for the upcoming week. Before we can begin a tefillah, so we need to be able to pray. When our sages fixed our prayer, when the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, when the men of the Great Assembly, the last of the prophets, they fixed prayer in our prayer book. So they fixed it with a strong dose of Ruach HaKodesh, of the Holy Spirit. So much so that prayer itself contains something that belongs to every single person that will ever say that prayer. The hundreds and the thousands of times that they say that prayer. For the next few thousand years. And what they saw fit to plant into the Nusach, into the version of our prayer, of our standing prayer at the very beginning, is the prayer, Hashem Sifatai Titach, Ufi Yagiti Latech, Hashem, open up my lips, and let my mouth sing your praise. It's basically saying, Hashem, I want to pray to you, but I need your help. I need your fusion inside of my lips in order to pray. The truth of the matter is, that's not only true of our lips, that's true of our mind, and that's true of our heart, and that's true of our action, that's true of everything that we do. To begin to do anything, to really succeed in doing everything we need Hashem's help. Before we can even begin a Melaveh Malka, before we can begin to carry forward the Shabbos, the great energy that we had on Shabbos, the Oneg of Shabbos, and the ascent of Shabbos, and the perfection of Shabbos, and the Neshama that we received on Shabbos, the extra Neshama, before we can be able to do that, we need to have Hashem's help in being able to pray properly. So this is is a version of a prayer that was fixed into the prayer book over 2,000 years ago, asking Hashem to open up our lips, open up our ears, open up all of our faculties to be able to function in the coming week. Shem Sifatai Tivta. Shem Sifatai Tivta. Shem Sifatai Tivta. Ofi Tehilatecha. Shem Sifatai Tivta. Shem, open up all of our mouths. Shem, open up all of our faculties. Shem, open up all of our hearts. Let our mouth sing your praise. Let our mouth sing your praise. Ya la 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 la. I just want to stress one thing here. I'm not here to give you a performance. This is not a performance. Rather, this is a group participatory experience. And the idea here is to be able to focus every one of us in the room right now in a prayer and asking Hashem to open up our mouths and open up our eyes and open up our minds and open up our hearts and open up our ability to do everything that we do during the week with divine influx, with divine inspiration, so we can do it properly. Because without Hashem's help, we can't do a thing. So for the next couple of minutes, just have a concentration and a meditation that Hashem will open up every single thing that you do and everything, every single thought and feeling that you feel and everything else that you do. Just for a couple of minutes, have this meditation. Lai, lai, lai. Lai, 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 lai. La 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 la. Uvi ani tehilatecha. Uvi ani tehilatecha. Shem Sifatai Tivta. Shem Sifatai Tivta. Shem Sifatai Tivta. Ufi Yagi Tehilatecha. Shem, open up for us a brand new week. Shem, make successful for us a brand new week. Shem, open up for us a brand new week. Week of light. Week of life. A week of hatzlacha, of success in everything that we do. While I say for you a prayer together with you. Prayer that we begin to say at the beginning of the week right now on Mosi Shabbos. Prayer goes like this: Uftach lanu Hashem Elokeinu, open up for us Hashem Elokeinu, Avarachami. Adon Aslichot Bezeh Hashavua, in this particular week, Bechol Shavua, and every single week. Shara Yora, Shara Yora, Yamin Bishamin. Shari Arichat Apayim, Shari Bracha, Shari Bina, Shari Gila, Shari Gidula, Shari Gidula. Open up for us Hashem in this new week. The gates of light, the gates of long life, the gates of a long standing, sablanot, an ability to withhold and have patience and wait for the other person to do what they need to do, and open up for us the gates of bracha, the gates of blessing, and the gates of bina, and the gates of gila, the gates of joy, and the gates of greatness. And the gates of Geula, the gates of redemption. Shari Gvura, Shari Ditsa, Shari Deya, Shari Hotahata, Shari Haslacha, Shari Harbacha, Shari Mato. Share is Rizu, Share is Ina, Share is Huyo, Share is E. Open up for us tonight, the gates of life, everything we do. Everyone we see, everywhere we go, everyone we know. Shari Zora Torah, Shari Zora Chochmah, Shari Zora Bi, Shari Zora Deya, Shari Hefa, Shari Hefa. Shareichen v'chesed, shareichen tovi, shari chokhmah, shari tova, shari tova, shari yeshua, shari yoshi. Open up for us tonight, gates of light. Gates of divine light to permeate every aspect of our being. And every step we take, every move we make, everyone we meet, everything we see. Shari kapara, shari kalkala, shari kavo. Share limud, share mazon, share menucho, share mevilo, share mada, share nechama, share nekiu, share slicha, share siyata bishmaya. Open up for us tonight, gates of light. Every step that we take, everywhere we go, everyone we know. Shari Yisra, Shari Fadu, Shari Parnasatova,
Sakha Shari Sala Shari Kedusha Shari Kum Yu Shari Rachami Shari Ratzah Shari Refua Shleika Shari Shalom Shari Simcha Shari Shmot Tovot Shari Shalom Shari Torah Shari Tfilah Shari Teshuvah Shari Teshuvah
Open up for us the gates of light tonight. The gates of light in everything we do. And everywhere we go and everyone we know. And everything we see and everything we set our mind to do. And all of the divine providence that will meet us and carry us in everywhere we go and everything we do. Open up those gates for us, Ribbono Shel Olam. Open up those gates for us right now. Shem Sifata Tifta Shem Sifata Tifta O God, open up our lips and may our mouth speak your praise all the time, all the time. May our mouth speak your praise all the time. Evil at Sonim Reifi Begion Libi Lefanecha Adonai Tzuri Ligoali. And may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our God. And may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you. Tell you a little story, followed by a meditation. There was a great tzaddik, a great holy righteous man. He lived in Yerushalayim just recently. He passed away about 5 years ago. 5.5 years ago on Yom Kippur, right after Yom Kippur. His name was Rav Usher Freund. Everybody knew Rav Usher as simply Rav Usher. Rav Usher Freund was a chassid. He was a follower of a sefer that's called Pri Haaretz, the fruits of the earth. It was written by one of the earliest Hasidic masters, the Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk. Vitebsk. And the essence, the main line, the main essential point of the whole sefer that kept coming through all the time is a teaching from the Baal Shem Tov, from the Holy Baal Shem Tov. Teaching that I refer to as the puppet show teaching, where life is basically a big, big puppet show. And all the people that we know are Hashem's puppets, and God is the great puppeteer, and God is bringing the puppets into our lives. Trying to guide us along the way in a very active type of a way. And the more real we are with that, says the Baal Shem Tov, especially as brought by the Rebbe of Kamarna, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow night on the When the Sfirat HaOmer date of Netzach Shebenetzach, the date of the overcoming of overcoming, transcendence of transcendence, the essence of transcendence. Every single day of the Omer is a movie. And if you pay attention to what's going on in that sphere of that day, everything speaks about that particular sphere, that particular divine trait, divine character trait that happens on that day. We're in the week now of Netzach, of overcoming, of transcending all that's holding us back from doing what we need to be doing this life. The Baal Shem Tov taught that everything is divine providence. Everything is Hashem leading us to our own specific, personalized, customized tikkun, perfection, enlightenment, if you will. But we have to pay attention to Hashem's directives, because Hashem is guiding us in every single step of the way. And again, to the extent that we believe it, to the extent that we're real with it, to that extent Hashem really, really steps in and guides us to do everything that we need to do in life. And sometimes we don't understand the message. So sometimes we have to study the message. And we have to ask Hashem for the message. And we have to ask Hashem with all of our heart and with all of our soul. And if we really want to know the message, some of the great thinkers, some of the great Jewish thinkers say that we can know the message. Because nothing stands in the way of desire, nothing stands in the way of rason, of really knowing, wanting to know the message. So if you want to know what Hashem is telling you, what's teaching you, how He's guiding you, through all the puppets of our lives, and through all the inner voices in our lives, and through all the experiences of our lives, and the challenges, and even the hardships of our lives, if you really want to know the message, and you can know the message, you can know what Hashem is trying to tell us. So this was the Torah of Rav Usher Froin, the great tzaddik that lived in Yerushalayim up until about 5 years ago. And Rav Usher's house was not a private domain. Rav Usher's house was a public domain. And for at least 40 or 50, the last 40 or 50 years of his life, people would be lined up on Rashbaum Street in the Makor Baruch neighborhood of Yerushalayim, right next to Geula. They'd be lined up and down the street to be able to go in and talk to Rav Usher and hear Rav Usher's words and guidance, and hear Rav Usher's specific guidance about how to live a life based on the puppet show, based on paying attention to Hashem's divine directive at all times. And a lot of people that went to Rav Usher were people that were down and out, people who were hurting very much in their life, people who had lost somebody in their lives, or people who had, whose children had gone off the path somehow, who had horrible sicknesses, God forbid, all kinds of really horrible stories that usually put them in some type of a depression, deep depression. And usually put them in some type of a disconnection with the people in their lives who they felt was to blame, or to blame for the problems that they had. And they came in to see Rav Usher, and of course Rav Usher was a great tzaddik. And when a person comes to see a great tzaddik, they leave feeling not only uplifted and full of joy, but they leave feeling that that tzaddik has somehow changed them, has somehow transformed them just by being in their presence. And so Rav Usher had the kindest eyes in the world. And when people came to see Rav Usher, they felt his eyes not burning through them, but rather cuddling them, nurturing them, and urging them to get back on their feet and see that nobody's to blame for the situation that they're in. Not themselves, not other people. It's just Hashem's way of bringing them to what they need to come to. And everything that Hashem does is for the best. And so whatever situation they're in, it's not the responsibility of their husband or their wives or their children or their rebbes or their friends or their enemies. It's just Hashem's way of leading them, of taking them by the hand, step by step, and leading them to what they need to come to. And they're all puppets. They're all human beings. All the people in our lives are human beings. But all the people in our lives are not only human beings, they're also Hashem's puppets. They're Hashem's way of guiding us to what we need to be guided to. And I had the merit, I had the schus, I had the privilege of seeing the before and after portraits of some of these people that came to Revolution. And when they came to him, before they came to him, they were in a situation of deep depression and misery and pain. And when they left, maybe after a few times coming to him, so they left elated. They left with a whole new outlook on life. They left seeing life as something full of hope and full of love, full of Hashem's love for them. And they left feeling that they had a tati. They had a father in heaven who was guiding every step of the way. And they weren't lost. And everything they did was meaningful. So I'd like to do a little bit of a meditation with you right now. A puppet show meditation. What I'd like you to do is just to close your eyes right now. Take three deep breaths. And each breath that you take, bring in Hashem's love for you. Just the deepest love in the world, bring into that to your insides from your head down to your toe, and fill yourself up with Hashem's love and light. I want you to go through in your mind right now the highlights of your last week of your life, and see all the things that happened. Let them come to you and play in your mind's eye like a movie that's coming and playing itself in front of you. And with every highlight that comes, I want you to see that highlight as if it's Hashem's personal guidance, as if it's Hashem's way of leading you and delighting you and gently leading you to a better place, to a more enlightened place, to a place full of life and full of love and full of hope. And see how all the events of your life are Hashem's personal guidance to you. And how everybody in your life is just another way, another puppet of Hashem, leading you to that clarity of your life that Hashem is leading you to. And see the puppet show in your life, that Hashem is the puppeteer. And the people and the thoughts are the puppets of your life. And take a minute, take a few minutes to look at the previous week and see how that is all Hashem leading you in every single step of the way to what He needs to lead you. And if you really want to know what He's leading you towards and what He really wants from you, then you really will know what you really have to want to know. And you really have to believe that Hashem will tell you if you really want to know. With all your heart and with all your soul. Do that for a few minutes right now. La 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 la. La 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 la. No matter what it seems like in the beginning, to see that everything that you do is for our best. It's a meditation based on the idea of trust, based on the idea of bitachon, based on the idea of feeling secure, and knowing that wherever Hashem is sending us in our lives, that we can trust that just like Hashem helped us, in a similar situation, maybe 100, maybe 1,000 times before in our lifetime, He'll help us again. And it'll be for our best. It'll be the best possible thing for us. Bring to your mind right now how Hashem has come through for you somehow miraculously, or not even miraculously, just in any type of way. One thing that Hashem has come through for you that you really needed Him to help you out in, really needed His help in, and He came through for you. And when you come, it comes to your mind something that He helped you in, so bring something else to mind. And something else after that, and something else after that. Until you fill your mind with a bunch of different things that Hashem helped you and came through for you in. Maybe He helped you meet the right person at the right time. Maybe He gave you the money that you needed to make something happen at the right time. Maybe He put the right words in your mouth at the right time to say the right thing, to make the right impression on somebody in your life. A few things that Hashem came through for you in your lifetime. Just take 2 minutes to do that right now. Hashem to come through for you. Because for some reason it's very difficult for you. And really the only way that you can make it happen is that Hashem will come through for you. And bring to mind right now that just like Hashem came through for you, in some type of similar way beforehand in your lifetime and many other ways all throughout your lifetime, you can trust, you can let go, rest assured, and feel secure. And Hashem will do it right now. Hashem will take care of you right now here also. And the more that you let go, the more that you let Hashem in and trust that it will happen exactly in the best way that it possibly can happen. In the best possible way for you that it possibly can happen. And to the extent that you love Hashem, that you trust Hashem, you can increase your trust. You can increase your bitachon. Hashem will help you out no matter what situation the situation is. So bring to mind that situation which you're in need of Hashem's help in. And open up your level of trust. Hashem will come through for you. Hashem will come through for you. Do that for about 2 or 3 minutes right now. La la la. Shalom, the passive peace of the Slonim Rebbe, amongst other Sfarim also, that this particular faculty that we're meditating on now, the faculty of trusting Hashem, it's not a matter of right and wrong. It's not that Hashem will come through for us if we deserve it. But Hashem will come through for us because we trust in Hashem. And to the extent that we trust in Hashem, to that extent Hashem will come through for us. Just like a little baby or a little boy, a little child, who knows that no matter what happens, their father, their parents, their mother will come through for them, will help them out. We'll love them with an unconditional love no matter what happens. Not because the child deserves it necessarily. In fact, the child may be very, very misbehaved. But rather because the parent knows that the child trusts their parent with all of their trust. So how can the parent let the child down? So in the same way, when we trust Hashem, we're sending a message to Hashem. Hashem, We know that you're going to help us. And Hashem responds in kind by saying, of course I will. Let's take this particular meditation one level up. A level of not only trusting that Hashem will make it happen, but seeing that whatever happens to us is the best possible thing that can happen to us. Because it's coming from Hashem. And as our sages say, Kol man da'avid, v'tava avid, everything that Hashem does is for the best possible thing that can happen. So where I'd like to take you in a little meditation here is to the body of water, of pure water, pure spring water, well water. And in our minds, we're going to dunk into the water and we're going to purify ourselves in that water. But we're going to purify ourselves in that water with the conviction and with the knowledge that everything that comes our way is for the good. Right before we dunk in the water, bring to your mind right now that something unpleasant in your life, something that's painful, that hurts, that you don't understand, that you're confused about. And say to yourself, with complete trust, that this is the best possible thing in the world for me right now. And when you say that, then dunk in the water. Let the water thoroughly embrace you and cover you and purify you. And then come back up for air. And let's start with that step right now. Ya la 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 la. Ya la la la. Ya la la la. La 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 la. Before we jump again, we'll ask ourselves one more question. We'll ask ourselves what the reason was, why this thing is the best possible thing for us. And when we go down in the water, go down in the waters of salvation, in the waters of being at one with Hashem, then Hashem will give us an answer why this particular nisayon and hardship, trial and tribulation was the best possible thing for us. So on the count of three, dunk and get your answer. One, two, and three. Ya la la la. Ya la la. Ya la la. La 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 la. King David in the Psalms that he wrote, the Psalms that he wrote with the highest degree of Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit that was ever written. In the Ruach HaKodesh that speaks to every single Jewish person that recites those Psalms since the days of their recital until this present day. There's such Ruach HaKodesh in those words that they have staying value, that they still mean something for us every time we recite them. And they open up the gates of heaven to bring down Yeshua, to bring down salvation in every single type of situation that we're asking Hashem to help us out with. King David wrote in the song, Einai Tamid, my eyes are always looking towards you, Hashem. Ki hu yotzi mireshet rablai. As he takes me away from the traps of my own setting. Einai Tamid. El Hashem ki hu yotzi mireshet rablai. Then he said, "Pnei Elai Hashem, v'choneni ki yachid ve'ani ani." Look towards me, Hashem, and have mercy on me, Hashem, because I'm just a lonely loner who's got no one to turn to and no one to look up to except for you, Hashem. Lay, 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 lay. Open up the narrow streets of my heart from my own trap, release me. See me in my desperate struggle, carry me through all of my stumbling. What the psalm speaks about is that there's some situation we really don't understand what they're all about, and we can really be stuck. And the only way we can unstuck ourselves, the only way we can break through the obstacles, break through the hardship, is ask Hashem to do it for us. Is to get to a place, to a liberating place of being helpless. We had a group for about a year and a half back in Yerushalayim. A few different groups we called the Helpless Screaming Devekus Group. A group of people would go down into a shelter. We have a weekly session in a bomb shelter in Jerusalem. It's a good place to have a session. But down in that bomb shelter, we turn off all the lights. We set an alarm clock for 45 minutes. And everybody would go off in a corner. And they would scream and they would cry. And they would jump up and down. And they would do anything that they could do to open up their hearts. Because the gates of tears and the gates of crying are never closed. They're always open. They're always open immediately. And they would think of some situation where they're helpless. In that situation where they're helpless, when they got to the point of helplessness, so that's when they would scream the loudest. The screams would be the most powerful, the most intense. We'd come back after the 45 minutes and we talk about it. So I'd like to do with you a little meditation now, based on that idea, based on the Psalm of King David. Saying that I'm helpless. It's a very, very liberating and good place to be. Is to put your total trust in Hashem, knowing that you can't make it happen on your own. some situations you just can't make it happen in your life. So what I'd like to do with you is to find a place inside yourself, a narrow, straight, someplace that you can't get through. Maybe something to do with raising children. Maybe something to do with your parnassah, with your making a living. So many people are hurting from nowadays. Something that you really can't control anymore. You can't make it better on your own. And in that place, go to a point inside yourself, a real point, where you give it up to Hashem. You say, Hashem, I'm helpless. You take over from here. And put it in a little cloud. Put your helplessness in a little cloud. And let that cloud float up to Hashem. With the full trust, the trust that we developed earlier, that Hashem will come through for you. And Hashem will hear your prayer. And will come through for you, no matter what the situation. La 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 la. My eyes are always looking towards you, Hashem, cause you saved me from my desperate self. Look at me, Hashem. Help me in my desperate struggle, cause I'm just a lonely lone. Who's got no one to turn to and nothing to look up to in this situation but you. Got no one to turn to and nothing to look up to. No one to turn to and nothing to look up to you but you. La 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 la. Open up the narrow straits of our hearts, from our own traps release us, get us past this helpless point, step inside our lives and take our hands. Make it happen for us in a way that we can't make it happen on our own. Give to you our helplessness. Give to you our trust. Give to you our full knowledge that you'll come through for us, Hashem. I'd like to do with you one more meditation. I have the great privilege, this course, of learning in a midnight yeshiva in Yerushalayim. The Zohar HaKadosh, the Holy Zohar, teaches constantly. There's hardly 10 pages in the Zohar that don't go by that doesn't speak of the greatness and the holiness of the midnight hour. Hearts to be built, and then engaging in prayer and learning all the way until the morning service, until the Netzach Hamam, until the sunrise service. And it's a holy time, it's a special time. The Zohar has great superlatives, which it teaches and speaks about in terms of those people who were up at that time. One of the superlatives it speaks about is that a person who's up at that time and learning and davening and doing the service, the avoda of Hashem, achut shel chesed, a string, a strand of love, of loving kindness will pervade that person's day the next day. Everything will go right. Everything will go well, will go easy. And even if it doesn't go easy, there's chesed involved in it. Even if there's hard times and there's trials, there's chesed involved in it. Because Hashem works with us in a reflective manner. And the way we walk with Hashem, that's how Hashem reflects back to us. Just like when you go to a mirror, and when you're smiling at the mirror smiles back at you. The famous song goes, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. That's the way Hashem walks with us also. And so when we deprive ourselves of the sleep in order to serve Hashem at that time, so Hashem goes beyond the call of duty for us also, and brings chesed into our lives. Before we do a little meditation, trying to draw into our lives, not only from the midnight hour, but from the Shabbos hour into our lives. And next week, I'd like to share with you a song that talks about this midnight hour. Well, I'm walking down those midnight alleys with a yearning in my heart. It's a yearning, burning for a higher living that has tearing me all apart. And when I wake up with all my troubles and frustrations that are dragging me to the ground, well, I jump in the waters of salvation, my troubles become my crown. This is my song every night. It's a prayer to the light of my life. This is my prayer every night. This is my midnight song. I want to walk with you. I want to talk with you. I want to see you in my dream. I bet you hide your face and I fall on my face, and the pain is all too real. And lately I've heard an encouraging word, and there's a small group of saints who have the power to see from one end of the earth to the other. It's time that we all joined, that we all brought the Mashiach, and now we're the show. My song every night. Prayer to the light of my life. This is my prayer every night. This is our midnight song. When we jump into Shabbos with a yearning in our heart, the yearning to be connected to the deepest part of our souls with all we got. And then we can draw from that Shabbos into the entirety of our week. And we can bring down the greatest shift for the greatest well-being that we've ever been able to see. Sometimes we can feel like we're flying in a place where the living never die. prayer, every shout, and every mercy shout. What we're going to try to do now is a small meditation to draw down into our week a very special shefa, a very special abundance that we've gained just from passing through the Shabbos that we did just now. We're going to open up our hearts to be able to see that every single minute from now on, throughout our entire week, Hashem will be surprising us and delighting us and shining upon us a chut shel chesed, a pervasion of chesed and loving kindness in everything that we do. And we'll see how Hashem is coming through for us at all times if we just open up our lives and our minds and our hearts and let Him in. So meditate for just another minute or two. I will be surprised and delighted in every single minute of every single day of the coming week, drawing down the power of Shabbos into our week. Ya la 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 la. La 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 la. And may all the words and all the meditations that we've done tonight find favor in your eyes, Hashem. Hashem, our rock and our redeemer. May they all find favor in your eyes, Hashem. And I want to thank every one of you here tonight. To my friends who invited me here to connect with you and to be with you on this Shabbos and this Motzei Shabbos. And thank the Rav. And thank the Rav's family. And thank everybody here that's with us right now. And we should all have a great week. A blessed week. And we filled with divine providence in everything that we do, and that we should see Hashem's hand in all that we do. And that we should trust that Hashem will come through for us in all that we do. And we should see that everything is for the best in everything that we do. We should see that whenever we need Hashem, we can trust in Hashem that He'll come through for us. And even if it's something that we can't do, we should see that Hashem will come through for us there also. And Shavuot Tov.
Questions or feelings or anything that anyone would like to share, maybe we'll bring ourselves down to the earth in that way, ground ourselves a little bit. Anybody have any impressions or feelings or questions? Or anything? Yes.
When I meditate, I always have a light soul.
You have the lights
low.
Low.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good idea. It's helpful.
It gives you better concentration.
Right.
I just couldn't read the words without the lights. Okay, Shavuot Tov. Best team.